Hello there. Welcome to episode 15 of the Emma Roberts Power Minute. I am your host, Alistair Foster. We are proudly sponsored by Cardiff Anime Con, August 18th to 19th. Now, in this week's episode, we shall be focusing on Emma Roberts' poetry. Some fans of the show have been sending it in all week, and I will gladly read it out to you now. Some are by me, but mostly by guests. This one is by me. It's a lovely haiku. Emma Roberts hot, she has tiny titties, yeah, I want to chew 'em. The next one is by Michael Doyle. Quicksilver got beat, Emma Roberts did it, yeah, she is super fast. Now, Michael Whitehouse, the lovable scamp, I don't think he understands what type of podcast this is, because his haiku says, Terminator 3, desire is irrelevant, I am a machine. You lovable scamp, Michael Whitehouse. This is about Emma Roberts, not Terminator 3. And we have one here from Lewis Richards. Emma Roberts is quite aggressive. Also, she is faster than X-Man Quicksilver. She beat him with this. Now, Lewis, that's not a haiku, you silly cunt. Anyway, let's move on to the main poetry section. This one is by me, Alistair Foster. Oh, Emma. You're like a budding flower. Your lips are cute like a small frog. When I look into your eyes, I see Back to the Future. The bit where Marty is riding the back of the car on his skateboard and it's all like the power of love is a beautiful thing. Makes one man weep and another man sing. You're cute, mate. Now, here's another one by me, Alistair Foster. Emma Roberts' face brings joy to the world. When she acts, her eyes are delightful. She makes me want to sit up in fright. For all I know, she could be a ghost. I never thought I would want to shit on a spirit's chest. And here's another one by me, Alistair Foster. Joyous be to Emma Roberts. For thou art white as Tippex. She ain't no black permanent marker. This poem is a bit racist. Black Panther was overrated. Now, Michael Doyle here has sent one in called I Like My Gender How It Is, Yeah? It reads, there once was a girl called Emma. She was nothing like Bruce Jenner. She never liked sports. She was boring, of course. And she didn't want to swap her gender. Oh, you crazy motherfucker. You can't say stuff like that in 2018. Now, we actually have one from Evan Peters himself here. It's called Pain. Roses are red. Violets are blue. Emma, why did you hit me? What did I do? Oh, you crazy goop, Evan Peters. And, one from Michael Whitehouse. This one doesn't appear to be about Emma Roberts. It appears to be about Lewis Richards. It's called An Ode to Gary Neville. Lewis watches football. He's watching the boys score goals. He wants to follow them all home and swallow their tadpoles. He's implying that Lewis Richards wants to have male sperm in his mouth. Now, here's one actually by Michael Wyatt that is actually on topic about Emma Roberts. It's called I Hurt Myself Today. Emma Roberts likes her orange juice, the ones with all the bits. Then one day she fell over and landed on her tits. Oh, Emma, you crazy girl. You haven't got a lot of, you know, tits there, so you probably weren't well protected, so I hope you're alright. Anyway, here we go. Second to last one. This is by the delightful Sarah Trundell. Lips red like blossoming cherries. Hair changing colours like the setting sun. In my dreams, you are chasing me. In real life, I've never had such fun. One day I will meet you. For that day, I cannot wait. In the fields of poppies, I lay there. And under the setting sun, we meet like fate. I am actually in tears now. That is the most beautiful thing I've ever read. Is what I'd say if I hadn't have already read Tom Brown's one. The last one. Tom Brown, I tell you now, you've won. You've won the prize. Next time you see me, mate, come see me. You'll get your reward. For Tom Brown has won the Emma Roberts Power Minute Poetry Slam with his effort. Roses are red. Violets are blue. Emma Roberts laugh out loud emoji. Now, I think we can all agree there, that is a powerful poem. Thank you very much, everyone. It's been lovely seeing you at this Emma Roberts Power Slam. Hope you have a lovely day. And remember, emmaroberts@gmail.com, any of your emails. I know, Steve Arnold, you've sent me one, but I'm waiting to read it out for a special occasion. Good night, everyone, and have a lovely one.